Hey, Denny, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, great to have you in a media center. Congratulations on another win and securing your way into the next round of the playoffs. Can you just talk us through that wild race? I'm kind of hanging out in the back and then getting the win.
Yeah, it was it was uneventful for 490 miles for us. We didn't do a whole lot. We led the first part of it, but once we got shuffled there and I put myself in, well, we came off pit road, I think fifth. We came in leading, came out fifth. You know, I didn't want to put myself in a position where I could get wrecked early. I didn't want a mid 30s finish. I would have taken mid 20s, but not mid 30s. In my mind, I needed to pick up about 20 points over the next 2 weeks to lock myself into the top eight. So I just kept watching as the wrecks were happening and kind of counting points. I hate that that's the way I had to do it, but I mean, it's just, you got to play the game the way it's designed to be played. And, we put ourselves in a good position there and then, you know, got really fortunate where, the wreck didn't seem like it was going to happen. We were in the 20s, I think, on the first green white checkered. And, he's like, come in, let's get fuel just in case there's more green white checkers. And, at that point we were just kind of punting, hoping that we were going to get somewhere in the top 15. And, it just kept wreck after wreck, just, you know, made it to where we didn't have to worry about fuel. Everybody else did. And, it just, things worked out for us and we made the right move at the right time.
Great. Well, congratulations. We're going to take some questions here for the media. If you do have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat and we will kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, were you even thinking that there was a chance NASCAR would penalize you?
No.
Wait, well, how
they
about?
They called it all day. It's a non-story.
Well, I mean, I think some of us were surprised they called it on to Benedetto at the end there. They Why? Called him because, I mean, I think on the last lap, it's always tough for them to call it, right?
They're supposed to, right? Call it the same on lap mm-hmm. one as you do the last lap.
And so do you agree with the rule?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a victim of getting forced down there all the time. And finally they put their foot down and said, this is the rule and we're going to enforce it. So, you as a leader or wherever you are, you can't use the yellow line as a defense. You have to play within the boundaries that they set. So in NFL, they had, you know, force out rules and things like that. They got rid of it, but it's the same kind of thing. I mean, they just, they set the precedence early. So, you know, that you weren't going to get away with it, but it's just, it's part of it. I mean, I wouldn't say I would have done anything different if I was Matt, but certainly
I don't know. I'm not a huge blocking guy. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't always think you have to block to win.
Well, let me follow up that is with less horsepower and maybe the runs, maybe just not as fast. Does that maybe make these type of moves more somewhat doable, which is kind of creating the situation that we saw today?
Yeah. I mean, the runs, you know, even though they're a little bit smaller at this track than what they are at Daytona because of the width of the racetrack, you still get massive runs. So it's really reliant on the car being behind you. And I thought I had a good push on the last lap and I ended up going backwards. And I think I was fifth or something going into turn three, but it just, I saw all those guys blocking and I'm like, I'm just going to run the line I think I need to run and let's see where they end up. And I saw them go to the wall, hit the wall, bounce back down the racetrack. And I'd already gotten position on whoever was on the outside of me. So I had to turn left, obviously, and go to the apron to avoid the contact.
Thank you.
Yep.
Take our next one from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
A couple questions. Danny, does this win kind of help get over some of the last couple of weeks where you've had wins kind of slip away?
It makes me feel better for sure. I mean, you know, there's still the marquee one was the Brickyard 400. I hate that we didn't get, but yeah, I mean, we got one of the probably two that we should have had. I don't know. Probably should have more than that, but Vegas obviously was disappointing. We dominated last week and then I think we finished third, but it's certainly, yeah, it makes me feel a little better that the odds are starting to even out a little bit. So
You know, definitely happy about that, especially considering where we were with two laps to go.
Another question too is as this is unfolding and this race is, you know, getting crazy and the cautions are coming, are you just kind of sitting there laughing because your strategy is coming to play and it's working in your favor?
Well, we did it last year. I mean, I think we locked ourselves in actually earlier last year than we did here. We didn't lock in really till the, you know, I think it was kind of dependent on where the 18 was going to finish. And then once he got in that wreck, you know, I knew that then it was kind of reliant on the 88 and kind of where he was going to finish. And I saw he had damage. So I'm like, we just need to kind of beat him. So I was confident with two laps to go that I could actually go to the front and see if I could actually win the race. And yeah, the spider chart or the graph of where we were to where we finished in a very short amount of time was pretty amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll take our next one from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
So, Denny, just trying to follow up, we heard on TV the conversation that you and Chris had about talking points. So that sort of, am I reading it right, that sort of changed your mentality for the final overtime period, knowing that pretty much points-wise you were in?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, once we saw a lot of the guys that were either on the cut line or below it crash out, it makes it like, well, you really have to have, like, a perfect storm for you not to make it. And I don't feel comfortable unless it says locked. So, I mean, even with three laps to go, I'm, you know, before the first green white checker, three laps to go, I don't know. I was in the 20s. So I still didn't like where I was. I was like, you know, I'm assuming they're going to wreck at least one more time. And if I can avoid it, then I'll hopefully be mid pack and then I can make some quick moves and another caution will be out. So it actually, the perfect storm worked out perfect for us today where, you know, we avoided the big wrecks. We got some caution, the green white checkers there. People were light on fuel. So they pitted in front of us. So it just, things really kind of worked out fortunate for us.
And could I also ask you about your situation now, the career win list and Bill Elliott and all that, that's pretty amazing for a kid who ran late models out of Virginia.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's why essentially, you know, the 11 car, I've been number 11 my whole life. And a lot of it is because when I got into go-kart racing when I was a kid, it was because of Bill Elliott was running the Junior Jotson number 11. So I've always been number 11. I've always been a purple and white 11, which is even crazier that it all worked out that way. But it's just, you know, tying a guy that, you know, I considered the best guy I idolized, that it's very surreal for me.
Thank you.
Got it. Thanks.
All right. We'll take our next one from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Denny, your answer to Bob's question, you said it's a non-story because
don't even,
but see, this is the thing. Was the precedent set? You said the precedent was set because they called it earlier in the day, which they did. They called it twice, forcing somebody below the line, but other previous races, that's not necessarily a call. So are you reacting to something that if they set the tone early in that race, it sort of supersedes other races in the past, in your view?
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you in that particular instance, I was not thinking about, well, they've called that before, I can go down there. Like, I just was flat out avoiding a wreck. They went up, they hit the fence, they were coming back down the racetrack, and I had already got inside position. I don't know how Miller explained it. I have no idea about NASCAR's statement as I'm talking to you, but I would think they would say, well, he had inside position on somebody. They were coming back down the racetrack and he was forced down below the line. So I don't know if that's what they said, but that's a pretty simple rationale from my standpoint.
All right. We'll take our next question from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Denny, with the wins that have gotten away, you felt like over the last couple of weeks, what's the balance in your mindset between not getting too upset over that and focusing on the fact that it's all about getting to Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, that's our number one objective is getting to Phoenix. And, you know, you only got to win one race, and believe it or not, to win this championship. And usually it's the last one. So you know, these wins are great. And obviously this is icing on the cake for us, but you know, we try to win each and every week, but obviously getting to Phoenix is what, that's kind of what dictates a good year, versus a successful year versus a non-successful year for us. It's not necessarily winning the championship because anything can happen in one race, but it's if you get there, it means you had a really good season. And obviously we had a really good season so far. So, you know, my focus won't shift to the round of eight. I mean, I'm still going to put in the same amount of work this week getting ready for the Roval as I would if I wasn't locked in. But certainly the stress level will be less, and certainly we can be a little bit more aggressive with our strategy calls starting at the beginning of the race.
All right, we'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Denny, congrats on the win. You kind of mentioned this earlier, but how mentally tough is it to stay so patient when you're used to running at the front in the super speedways?
Oh, it's agitating. I mean, I hate it, but it's the game. I mean, when someone lays out all the rules of a game, you got to figure out, all right, what's the best way to win? And for us, you know, this was the best way for us to, you know, we put in the work at Las Vegas, right? We dominated the race. We finished first, second, and third and through the stages and the race. So that gave us the liberty to use this strategy. So it wasn't given to us. We earned it. So it's just, it's the game that you play. You got to be a plus 57 at the end of this race. If you want to go into next week and sleep easy. And so we try to figure out how to get there. And for me, it's about managing my risk. I found myself, you know, when I'm leading, I'm like, okay, I feel pretty good about staying up here. But the moment we lost track position, I Chris knew that I was going to bail and I got out of there. I think I was running fifth or something like that. And I'm just like, you know, I this isn't the right place for me. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. I think they crashed like six laps later. So it's, you know, you just got to play the odds and look at statistics and try to figure out, you know, when the cautions come. And all you try to do is guess. But, you know, I try to put myself in statistically the best spot to succeed at these tracks.
Thanks, Denny.
Thanks.
All right. And our final question for Denny will come from Peter Strada. Go ahead, Peter.
Thanks. Denny, you're regarded as one of the best today on super speedways, but coming into today, you only had one win at Talladega. How much does getting a second win here mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, we haven't won in 6 years, and you know this one's special because of kind of how we won it, right? I mean, we came from fifth on the last lap, and it locks us into the next round. So, you know, it's different than the first one, and obviously the trophy that they switched to a few years ago, I've been wanting to get my hands on. So it's awesome we get to take that home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Denny. Well, that is all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on another win, and we'll see you at the Roval.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.